Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Mike Chambers. Welcome along if you're just joining us. Our guest tonight is Anthony J. Hilder, real pioneer of what's known as the Truth Movement. Somebody's been at this for over 40 years and started out with the Illuminati back in the 60s on albums, records, vinyl. My kids have never seen a record. I showed him a video of one the other day, and they absolutely freaked out. Anthony, you mentioned before we went to the break that, you know, you get this into the hands of the pastors and the preachers, and you know, I had forgotten that these individuals wield so much influence over their congregations on social, moral, and political issues. I think that's a grand idea that that's who you get this stuff in front of, so they can start taking it to their people, and they in turn those people take it out to the streets.
Well, you have an archdiocese out here in Southern California, headed by Cardinal Archbishop Cardinal Mahoney. He's got the Taj Mahoney's put $100 million of the parishioners' monies into the building of this yellow armadillo. He just paid off $660 million in payoffs, so that he and the various priests would not have to come to court. The pedophile priest I'm talking about.
Right.
That's a tremendous payoff. These people should be in jail, not in positions of power. We've got some of these people calling for a war against Iran, that they call for a limited nuclear strike against Iran. Hagee, Robertson, Fallenwell, you can go on down the line. They must be exposed for what they are doing. When you have Pat Robertson go out and support George Bush Jr. when he was running for the presidency, when I was in Alaska, and he bows out and he turns his support over to George Herbert Walker Bush, not Jr., but Herbert Walker Bush, who laid nude in the coffin and the skull and bones, was born again into the Satanic Order, was head of the Central Intelligence Agency, which is the arm of the Council on Foreign Relations. It's the enforcement arm of the Council on Foreign Relations. When you put this all together and take a look at his name in Skull and Bones, his code name, Magog. That's the one who wages war against God in the final days of Earth.
Right.
We can't ignore this. You can't ignore the 800-pound gorilla in the room or the one-inch wart at the end of your nose. It's got to be removed.
Right.
And we need them impeached. We need them brought before a court of inquiry about their activities. We need a second Nuremberg trial. And through this film that we have, Skull and Bones, The Catholic Connection, we've got an opportunity to put it out to the film festivals in this country. We've got an opportunity to get it out to congregations throughout the United States and in the English-speaking world. We should have it also in Spanish. When we discover that George Bush Sr. and Jr. have allowed and supported the use of depleted uranium, which kills
hold that thought, Anthony. Back in just a second.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097 or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Is the number if you would like to join us tonight here on the Midnight Rider. Our guest tonight is Anthony J. Hilder. He's got a new film out called Skull and Bones, The Catholic Connection. We're talking tonight about where we find ourselves at with a group of people who are, you know, they say democracy is mob rule, and I guess we do live in a democracy because essentially those that rule us at this point in time are a mob. Of international gangsters who believe that they are elite, that this is their birthright, that we belong to them to use and abuse as they see fit. And Anthony, you were talking as we were going into the break, you brought up the subject of depleted uranium. Pick up your thought from there.
Well, the depleted uranium is like a boomerang bomb. Not only does it affect the people that gets the hit, it has an effect upon the people who shoot the shell. The ones who shoot it get infected by it. They in turn breathe it. The after effects of it. This stuff has a half shelf life of something like 100 million years or something. It's insane. We have an opportunity to expose just this one thing. when you talk about the Gulf War illness, it is quite possible that our soldiers, as well as their soldiers and their population out there in Iraq, have breathed in this substance, which causes a change in the DNA and the deformity of the children. I call them Bush babies. We're talking about Bush babies now, who are the results of the malfunction of the human body, which is caused by this depleted uranium. That's putting this toxicity not only into the air, but into the ground. And when we see these thousands of children being deformed, when the soldier comes back and he has an affair with his wife, they give birth to a child, and it has one eye and three arms, or the guts are outside the belly. When you see these Bush babies, it's a nightmare. When you see the horrors of Abu Ghraib and the torture that's gone on, it is a nightmare. When we discuss this Pat Tillman murder, it is a nightmare. All of these things are in this film. And we talk about how this man got into power. It's by deceiving the people, by keeping them dumb enough long enough. But one film can be seen by a million before a book can be read by one. If the state legislatures, the secretaries who work for the legislator, found out about it, if the underlings in the Congress, in the Senate, if they found out about it, you go after the support system. You go after the props, the personnel that prop up the president, that prop up the Senate and the House. When this information is brought down to the street level, when it is understood by the man in the street, they can't pull it off at the top.
Right.
We will no longer be manipulated. The problem isn't on the left. The problem isn't on the right. We've got to look up at who's pulling the strings. Because the moderates are controlling the strings of the puppets. And years ago, I invented a word called sheeple, about maybe 35 years ago. And I discussed how the sheeple are controlled by the banksters. That's another one I came up with. When the monetary system is created out of thin air, when they got the permission to create money at point of debt-bearing money at point of origin and lend it back to us at interest, not only for the life of the note, but they get the gold, we get the shaft. We can't continue on this system. They're talking about the devaluation of the Chinese currency, or the underprice of the Chinese currency being a result in our problems. Nixon brought in, and I was out there in Chinatown in San Francisco when they came in, with the Chinese, from the Kuomintang, picketing out when the planes came in. And the CIA, some of the CIA boys, some of the Secret Service were trying to put up canvas on the fence around when the plane came in so we couldn't be seen by the press. They were trying to hold it down. They can't allow the truth to be seen. They can't allow the truth to be heard. But you could be blind and see it. You could be deaf and hear it.
Right. Yeah, the roar of what these people are doing is just absolutely deafening. And Mary, we had a call there. Mary dropped off. Give us a call back and we'll get you right on, because as a matter of fact, we were going to you now. How do people get your film, Anthony?
Well, they could order it right through you.
You're correct.
I think it's 405-343-2299.
Actually, let's give them another number so they don't have to pay for the call. 800?
Yes.
327-2613. You hit me in the morning, we'll get you hooked up.
Give me that number.
800.
It's 800.
Uh-huh. 327.
327.
2613.
2613.
Yeah, we'll get
in fact, I've got a new ad that's coming out in the American Free Press.
Cool.
And they can, or of course, order it through the American Free Press. It's $24.95 plus $4.95 for shipping and handling. So it's add that all together, and it's $29.90.
Right.
But through the American Free Press, P.O. Box 524, Cumberland, Maryland. That's the American Free Press, P.O. Box 524, Cumberland, Maryland, 21501. That's 21501. Or simply call the 800-327-2613.
Yeah.
And they can get Skull and Bones, the Catholic Connection.
How many films have you made, Anthony?
Well, about 20 or so.
And you've got 21 projects running now.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
But it's obviously we need help. It's not, this isn't a one-man job. These things take an enormous amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
But if we've got two or three editors working, sometimes I'll be working up to 1 or 2 in the morning.
Right.
And then, you know, we're working at 2 shifts a day, 7 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
It's a matter of getting it out there.
You know,
Anthony, another editing bay. We need another editing bay and need to hire another editor.
You know, there's a number of these whiz kids out here that are turning out movies and films on their computers. You know, you might find recruiting some of them, you know, and basically just do it virtual. Give them the information you need and get them the footage and boom, and let them go to town.
Well, Dylan Avery has done a tremendous job with Loose Change
mm-hmm.
on the 911 issue. Of course, I have 911, the greatest lie ever sold. And then I did the very first one called Illuminati 911.
Right.
And the advertising was pulled everywhere from that. But I started on September 11th, 2001 and finished around Halloween.
Right.
So that was the very first one out. I imagine others have done their products and, you know, considered them to be first. But, it's like the Illuminati. The 3-volume set there was heard by around 34.5 million people.
No
That's
kidding.
The any conversation about the Illuminati or the Council on Foreign Relations was verboten in 1966, 1967.
Right.
Completely. But after my discovery that World War II was created, and it was the desire of Roosevelt to create the situation which would force the Japanese to attack, my whole perspective on things changed. And then in 1964, when I was in support of Goldwater for the presidency, I found out that the Republican Party, the Republican Central Party, was going against Goldwater. They were taking monies and they were trashing the Goldwater campaign. I was on in the state of California. I was on the Murphy staff, Senator, the fellow who became the actor, who later became the U.S. Senator from California. I was in the campaign staff doing star endorsements, and we had endorsements from people like John Wayne, Ephraim Zimbalist Jr., Fred Astaire.
Wow,
you know,
the huge
names
of the day.
They were all people for Murphy, and some of them were for Goldwater.
Wow, but we're going to come back. We're going to come back to talk more with Anthony J. Hilder. Marion, Georgia, you're first right after the break here on The Midnight Rider.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
I guess the hamsters in Mary's generator are tired. She's jumped off again. So, Mary, try again, and then we'll get you back. We've got a short segment here with Anthony J. Hilder. Our number is 800-313-9443 if you want to join us on the program. Also, the chat room is open. Just go to MidnightRidersShow.com, MidnightRidersShow.com. Just click the live chat link, and poof, you're there. And then just grab a nickname, and you're right in there with the conversation. There's always a lively one going on every night with the program, and you're more than welcome. Matter of fact, the room is open 24 hours a day. So if you got a discussion you want to have with somebody, just pop in there and away you go. And you can chat in the room. You can also chat privately, which is cool as well. So there's always good people in there. A lot of like-minded individuals let you know that that you're not alone. And that's one of the key things. Anthony, when you first started looking at this information, did you feel like you were the only one, and maybe you were at the time, who knew this? Was this a lonely pursuit to start?
Well, I was told that if I released the Illuminati records, and I creditors really given to Myron Fagan, Myron was the public relations director for Charles Evans Hughes in World War One. He was the Republican candidate. And he was the most prolific playwright in Broadway history. He had about 9 plays running concurrently. And then he became in charge of production out here in one of the studios. In fact, I later became the executive vice president in charge of production at the studio that did, the lot that did Gone with the Wind and Citizen Kane.
Wow.
The greatest, story ever told, and a thing called King Kong.
No kidding.
But wow. That's another story. When we discovered that they use subliminal advertising, and I discovered that in 1964, I said, well, how could Goldwater, being as great as he was and having it all together, going against LBJ, and as bad as he was, and I had read the book A Texan Looks at Lyndon by J. Evetts Haley, and so I did a record on that with Walter Brennan. You remember Walter? He used to talk like this, you know, one of these days you're going to climb that mountain and go up there.
That's right.
I did the thing with Jimmy Stewart. You know, he talked about some of these things. But in putting together these star endorsements and putting together this information piece by piece, you have to discover somewhere along the line that we have a one-party system, that both the Republican and Democratic parties are being manipulated. If we had a legitimate candidate like Dennis Kucinich and Ron Paul on the right joined together in a ticket, it would be amazing, because they both pretty much speak the truth from their particular positions. One wants government as a solution. One is a libertarian, doesn't want any government. But they concluded that 650,000 people in their committee had been killed in Iraq. That's an enormous amount of people, and the death will continue at generation after generation after generation. It's authorized by the Bush administration, the use of depleted uranium, the depleted uranium that was used by the Israelis against the Lebanese was outrageous, because these shells went into areas of Beirut that were populated by civilians.
Right.
Women, men, children. A wholesale blanketing of an area with depleted uranium shell will cause them for damage forever.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, 4.5 billion years is the half-life for uranium, and it's got 10 half-lives. So this depleted uranium will not go away before the sun blows up.
That's right, and you have somebody watching the television, like Mel Gibson. And Mel's a drinker. He's watching television, he gets drunk, and he goes out and he says, well, it's the Jews, right? They're the Jews who are doing it. No, Mel, if you're listening, it's not the Jews. It's the Zionazis. And is there a difference? Oh, yes, there is a difference.
Yeah.
The policy of the Nazi Party has been adopted by the Zionazis. They instigate war. The Liberty was brought down from the Zionazis. But if one puts this into proper perspective, we see that the Luciferians, And it's the Luciferian agenda, calls for the use of the Republicans, the Democrats, the little Jew in the street, because they died by the thousands in Germany, and the Catholics, the Protestants, any group that they can use, any conflict that they can manipulate will result in their winning and our losing. We have to join together. We have to have a coalition.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because because you can handle the truth.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Back here on the Midnight Rider, 800-313-9443 is the number. Our guest tonight, Anthony J. Hilder. Mary in Georgia, finally, welcome to the program. How are you?
Well, Mike, I
glad to have you aboard,
Mike. Do what?
I said, I'm glad to have you aboard.
Well, okay. This is the first time I've heard you, Mike. And
glad you're listening.
The first time I've called in, and I don't know you, and you don't know me.
Right.
But what I was calling in for was to talk about the collapse of the bridge in Minneapolis. But after listening to you for a while, I wanted to say one thing before I went to that. Did you say that you wasn't worried about homosexuals and lesbians?
Well, I'm a libertarian. I can people acquire the lifestyle that they choose.
Well, I go with you on that, because the way I look at it is God gives everybody a choice, and they can choose life or they can choose death. That's the way I see it.
I just don't want government choosing for me. Nor
no.
I mean, it's our right if the president is a switch hitter or AC/DC, that's okay if the people know that and they accept it and that's who they want, or Karl Rove, or, you know, Rock Hudson. For years, you know, I was saying that Rock Hudson was gay in the motion picture industry. People said, not Rock Hudson.
Oh, yeah, he was a good-looking man, but I think he got married just to kind of defer the incident.
Well,
there.
He married Henry Wilson's, a woman that was working for Henry Wilson, and I knew that Henry Wilson was an agent, and he was gay, and I think that the woman that he married was a lesbian. But that's another story. We're taking a look at a completely corrupt White House. And, of course, they can't have Karl Rove testify. I think they call him Miss Piggy in the gay bars around Ella and around Washington. But that's another. Again, I don't want to sidetrack. We're talking about a major bridge that is being blown up, a bridge that's going to take us on the road to sovereignty. Or we're going to fall into the river of no return. And that's what is happening as we now speak.
Well, what I wanted to find out from you was, do you believe in the Illuminati numbers that they use to send out their signals?
Well, dear, I produced the original Illuminati CFR records. This is the first recorded history of the Illuminati in the history of the world. This is with Myron Fagan in 1967. I released it. Let me explain. I just did a piece for Disney, which is called Buena Vista. I did a documentary for them. This is prior to the release of the new National Treasure. And in that, I talk about a variety of the things that the Illuminati and the Masons are involved in at the higher order. I don't know what specific numbers that you're talking about, but I heard somebody a commercial on television the other day about the Bible code, and the Bible code was supposed to predicted the involvement of Saddam Hussein or Bin Laden.
Well,
I'm more concerned about Osama bin Laden.
Had anything to do with it?
Which is just totally bogus. I'm concerned about Osama bin Bush, not Osama bin Laden.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And 911 was an inside job. We've done a film. If you'd like to get that, it's called 911: The Greatest Lie Ever Sold.
Oh, and, I know that. I know that might, yeah.
Yeah.
But what I was, there were so many 9/11s and 11s in this bridge thing collapsing that it wasn't even funny. I mean, I sat here and I listened to CNN, and the bridge falls on 8/1, which is 9, and the bridge falls at 6/05, which is 11. You got 9/11 right there. And then CNN says, well, the kids on the school bus was 9 to 11 years old. That's another 9/11. And Mississippi is 11 numbers. And Minneapolis, Minnesota is a reverse 9/11 if you add it up. So there's just, you know, there's too many coincidences there for me to not think that the government was behind this bridge falling.
Well, I don't know who was behind the bridge falling, but I'm certain that the Twin Towers were dropped by agents of this government. Bush's brother, Warren Bush, was on the board of directors of Securicom, and then it later became Stratotech, and that was the then CEO of Stratotech was Wirt Walker III, his cousin.
Okay,
those buildings were dropped, and it is that we can prove. And you take a look at the Pentagon going down. There was no plane.
Exactly.
That hit the Pentagon. You can't have a 757 with a wingspan of 125 feet and a tail section that's 44 and a half feet high disappear into a 16-foot hole.
Exactly. I totally agree. But But so, let me tell you what. Now, have you noticed the fact that they're talking about now with this bridge collapse? They're talking twin cities, and on 9/11 it was twin towers. I think that's kind of strange too.
Well,
and that may be, Mary. I appreciate your call. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Is there a connection? Was the bridge falling an inside job? I've looked at some of the inspection reports of this particular bridge, and I'm going to tell you, I don't think so. I think this is one of those things where you have a group of people who are taking all the money that comes into this country, and they're funneling it into a war to further their agenda, and the infrastructure of this country is falling apart. Look, this is a federal highway bridge. It's an interstate bridge.
I'm not concerned about the bridge going down.
No, I'm not either.
I'm concerned about the bridges being built between the United States, Mexico, and Canada.
Yeah.
Along the NAFTA, which is the SHAFTA highway.
Uh-huh.
So I'm concerned about the bridges being built.
Yeah. What's interesting, Anthony, is this bridge is on that NAFTA highway. It's on I-35.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of those that fell. I wouldn't be surprised if there's a call, you know, in Minnesota here, you know, we need a public-private partnership to come in and help restore the roads. I mean, I saw a figure today of $98 billion to repair the bridges in this country. So, I mean, you can see that type of a call coming out and everybody going, oh, yes, public-private partnership. That's great. Let's get business involved with this. It'll be huge corporations to make all this run. That's why we're in the problem we've got now. We've got mercenaries in Iraq with Blackwater that are just shooting people for the heck of it.
Well, we've got a bridge to betrayal, and that bridge to betrayal is orchestrated by the Council on Foreign Relations, and the Nazi agreement is the same as the Nazi agreement which brought in the European Union, not under Hitler, but his program was ushered in, as it is being ushered in right here, and of course, we know Greg Szymanski certainly has done some articles on it, about the building of this Nazi bridge and the financing of Adolf Hitler by George Herbert Walker Bush's father,
Prescott Bush,
Senator
yes.
Prescott Bush.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got the Nazi Bush connection. But I'll guarantee you that Bush Jr., if he gets the power of dictatorship in his hands, will not be as kind or as rational, or as logical, as Adolf Hitler.
No.
He will be more ruthless. And if we allow it, and we will allow it, if we do not take action. We cannot sit by and say nothing and do nothing. Let me get your order number, then. I like that 800 number. That's a good idea. 800-327-2613. And we've got Skull and Bones. I'll make a plug here for our Catholic connection, and we also have 911, the greatest lie ever sold.
Cool. Excellent. How many levels to the Illuminati are there? Do you have any idea? I mean, from the foot soldier like a George W. Bush to the top, how many levels do you think there might be?
Well, George Bush is obviously not bright enough to be even near the top.
Right.
In fact, his code name in the Skull and Bones is Temporary. Would they take out George Bush to usher in martial law? You bet they would.
Sure.
Would the father sacrifice the son? They have before.
Right.
We have, you know, the story of David and Bathsheba. Didn't David send out his top soldier out into the lines to get killed so he could have his wife?
Exactly.
In this particular case, it was to get the story of Abu Ghraib off the front page. So we address these issues in Skull and Bones.
Mm-hmm.
We address the Abu Ghraib story, the Tillman story, the complete and total treachery, and how these people are using Christianity, this dispensationalism, this Christian Zionist movement is taking monies from our people and sending it to their people. And it isn't to conduct wars like the one against Lebanon and Christian people. It's insanity. And you see people like Mel Gibson get you know, very upset and not really know what to do except go down to Moon Shadows, drop a few, and then get angry.
Yeah.
We have to bring people around to look at things logically. I've got a friend who's on our film, 911, The Greatest Lie Ever Sold. He talks about the possibility of an inside job. Gary Busey.
Mm-hmm.
Gary's had, you know, a checkered past in the background, but
sure.
He's in the past, but he's now a minister. He's seen the light, and he's getting it down. So he's part of the team. And I see Charlie Sheen. You say, well, how can some of these guys, one on the right and one on the left, be together? It's possible, because they're seeing the light. And I've been over sitting across from Ed Asner. I thought I would never ever do that. I'm looking at Ed Asner. He's got about a 14-inch high cookie jar, and it's a Mao Zedong. He's holding. It's all white. And he holds a little red, the red book in his hand. You say, well, we're talking about the same thing.
Right.
So it's not. We have to have a legitimate coming together with the legitimate, the left and the legitimate right, because we're not going to win it alone.
No, Gene in Texas, you're on the program. Welcome.
Hello, Mike.
Hello.
First of all, I talked to you a couple months ago when you were filling in for John, I believe, or somebody. And
indeed,
I said,
yes.
What are your plans? And I hope you wind up on RBN, and here you are.
Poof. Amazing how that happens, isn't it?
Welcome.
Thank you.
I enjoy your show. Boy, this is a very intriguing guest. I'm an avid listener to the Patriot Radio. I listen on this low-power FM here, and I discovered accidentally a few years ago. Now, I'm 68 years old, and I just started waking up the last few years, you know, and it's just absolutely amazing how you can live your whole life under delusions. You know, one thing leads to another. I read the thing about the Pearl Harbor book a few years ago, and the more I learn about it, the more all this means to me, of course. Your guest, it's strange that for some strange reason I must have missed it because it's the first time I've heard of him. And this guy's, like you said, an encyclopedia.
Oh, he is.
I was wondering about these titles you're talking about, The Skull and Bone, The Greatest Lie, etc. Mm-hmm. Do these come in book form or film form?
No, they come in film form. They're a DVD or a VHS.
Right.
And what this allows an individual to do is to take it and get it before, like, a social club.
That's
or,
the key.
Veterans of Foreign Wars or on local cable access.
Right.
And when it gets around, 911, The Greatest Lie Ever Sold, is in 23 countries. It's in 7 languages.
Absolutely.
So that's the way to reach millions.
Sure.
We have to reach out and touch beyond our fingertips, and we have to communicate without our voice, but use the voice on the voices on Skull and Bones, the voices on 911, Greatest Lie Ever Sold, and get this message across, because there's going to be a certain percentage of the people who see it who are going to be convinced. And it's like when I first heard about the Pearl Harbor situation, I vowed to make a change, and I eventually got together with Colonel Curtis B. Dowell, Roosevelt's former son-in-law, and we put together a book called The Warlords of Washington. And it was not very long after I got that interviewed or reviewed by the Rafu Shempo, a Japanese paper in Los Angeles, there was a knock on the door. And my ex-wife, and it was the FBI and the Secret Service inquiring as to where I was.
Yeah.
And I did have a meeting with them, and they said, well, you're making threats against the life of the president. I said, I didn't know about that. I said, is this because I've been doing an investigation into your involvement in the assassination of the president?
Yeah.
Which they didn't like. And then I took pictures and I asked them, I said, if you've got a question, you write it down, and I'll consider whether I'm going to answer that. And I said, the two people who were took pictures of us that left this restaurant about 3 minutes ago took validate that we've had this conversation. And I brought somebody over who was very attractive with me. It sort of looked like Ava Gabor. And I wanted to intimidate them.
Right.
Because most people are intimidated by the government. The government is supposed to be our servants.
Yeah.
They work for us. We should not be working for them.
I agree.
They are our servants.
I have one question that's bothered me. We keep talking about how we need to impeach and do this and that.
Real fast, Gene. We're almost out of time before the break. Real quick.
Okay. I can't understand through what office or through what authority this could come about, since they own the entire structure all the way down.
Well, I'll give you that answer when we come back.
Okay, I'll hang up and listen. Thank you.
Thanks,
I'll be ordering your film.
All right, we're talking with Anthony J. Hilder. Final segment when we come back around the corner. This is the Republic Broadcasting Network. You're listening to The Midnight Rider.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Our final minutes with Anthony Hilder here on The Midnight Rider on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Anthony, go ahead and answer Gene's question there.
Section 3 of the Constitution talks about aiding and abetting an enemy in a time of war. There's a war that is being conducted by the President of the United States and this administration against the American people. Like Lou Dobbs says, there is a war against the middle class. There is a war against the sovereignty of this country. if this information is brought out about the NAWSI agreement, and Bush will continue to push this, we will put him in a position where it is no longer tolerable to have him and Cheney and this administration rule the executive branch of this government. In city after city across America, I think it's in excess of maybe 600 cities have called for the impeachment of the President of the United States. I would like to see that happen. But to have it occur, the support system which props him up has to be brought down.
Right.
And that is done through the exposure of on the 911 situation, 911, the greatest lie ever sold. It's done specifically in Skull and Bones, the Catholic Connection. It takes out the props, and I'd like to see 1,000 of them made and out to talk show hosts throughout the United States of America. Those on our side who would then publicize it so that their listeners and the periphery of people who are in contact with them join this overwhelming number, that's like in New York, who do not believe the government story. Giuliani had to be party to the problem. Certainly Larry Silverstein with building number 7. Certainly Bloomberg.
Mm-hmm.
We have to take out the support system. Otherwise, they will continue because it's the only vehicle that they have to go on.
Well, as long as the foundation exists, the house still stands.
That's right. So,
yeah.
In knowing it is a deck of cards, it is a house of cards, the taking out of the conservative Christian support will allow this house of cards to collapse. It must happen, and we must do this.
Yeah.
We must impeach the president for high treason. We have to bring an awareness of what he has done, what he is doing, and what he plans to do. Because we're talking about the abolition of the United States of America within our time. And we have to really understand what is going to happen if these 21 million illegals are given ID chips, biochips, for a citizenship. It's a 666 system ushered in. We have to finish the film. I've got the film finished. I mean, it's shot from the demonstrations in Los Angeles and across the country. We've got to edit it and make it available to the world.
Yeah. It's just a matter of putting it all together, getting the people together to make it happen, and getting the information disseminated. That's what it's
all
about.
Well, we have to support the sponsors of shows like this.
Right.
And I noticed one sponsor you have where you only mentioned the name, the phone number once, Privacy Crisis.
Right.
You have to mention the name, the phone number, more than once. And your generators, your debt relief,
right.
All of the things, all of your sponsors need to be supported.
Mm-hmm.
And,
if you're interested, and we're out of time, Anthony. Thank you so much.
And thank you again, thank you for allowing this opportunity to get this information out.
Let's do it. We'll do it again soon.
Okay.
The number to get Anthony's film is 800-327-2613, 800-327-2613, and you can call that number in the morning, and we can get you fixed up with a movie, although it's the latest. Hey, find somebody you love. Tell them you love them. Spend some time with your kids, your friends, your family, folks. That's why we're fighting to save this country.
With recent internet.